With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tomorrow there's a lot more in the NBA than what we got today, obviously. Yep. Sixers are at the Cavs. The Sixers are 3.5-point dogs right now. Obviously, their roster is still not at full strength. And the Cavs, I love this Cavs team, man. I really do. Like, I know they're still working on a little bit of the chemistry situations at time. I absolutely love what Cleveland's putting out there every night.
I do, too. Yeah, they're home tomorrow against Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a close game. Low number, 211.5. We just saw Philly and Atlanta play like a 103-100 game. That's kind of what they're thinking this is going to be tomorrow. I do like Cleveland at home, though, -3.5. I do like him at home. They're 8-1 at home this season. They've been a great home team. And I think that continues. I think they win by about like 7 or 8 points tomorrow. Give me the Cavs.
Yeah, Hawks are 5.5-point road favorites at the Magic. The Magic are young. The Magic are a team that I would look at next year to take a big jump. They've got a lot of talent on that roster.
They do.
What you're going to get with them this year is going to be those sneaky cover games, right? We talk about some of those teams. They're going to start to. They're not covering a ton right now. I get it. They're 9-11 against the spread. But as the season goes on, they get a little more chemistry. Paolo Banchero stays healthy. They've got an opportunity to be another one of those young teams that faces big spreads, and then they end up covering because they're catching a team on a back-to-back, or they're just, you know, they're one of those look-past games because somebody else has something coming up the next. Like, those trap games happen, and the Magic are a team that can do that. They're loaded with young talent.
They are. This is a total pass, though. I could see Atlanta winning this game by 25 points, and I can see Orlando winning it by 10. I mean, it really could go either way. The Hawks are such a hot and cold team. I'm going to pass on this game. I think the over might be the play. I think both teams could have trouble stopping the other. I think we could get some points. So if I had a lean, I think the over 225.5 probably be my look.
Paolo Banchero is such a heavy favorite for rookie of the year now,
he's,
too.
He's the real
minus
deal.
400.
He is the real deal.
Mathurin, though, your guy, plus 250.
That'd be my pick.
There's at least some...
That'd be my pick.
Telling you, winning means nothing in rookie of the year.
We got him at 10-1 earlier in the year, so...
That's much better value,
I'm riding that.
Yeah, he was actually one of my... I wouldn't even consider him a sleeper because there were a lot of people that liked him, but, you know, he wasn't in the top with... You know, a Jaden Ivey, there was, or even a Keegan Murray.
Yeah.
He was behind all of those names, just even in the conversation.
Yep.
So
he was behind Jabari Smith. Like,
yep.
He was behind all of them.
Yeah, I never liked Jabari Smith for Rookie of the Year just because in Houston, there's not enough basketball to go around right now. You got a lot of guys that love to shoot.
Yeah, you do.
And he's going to be kind of lost in the shadow a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
The Heat and Celtics. Heat, obviously, not the same team that we saw last year, looking a little bit older. They're looking a little bit less like a team that went to the finals a couple of years ago. They're 9.5-point dogs at Boston tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, but we know Miami always plays Boston tough in the Garden. And I know this isn't the same Miami team, at least to start this season, but I just think there's something to be said, like a program, the culture. I like the Heat getting all those points in the Garden tomorrow. Yeah. Boston's been so good. They've been so consistently great. They blow out everybody they're supposed to blow out.
Yep.
They win tough games. But I think Miami's going to play well tomorrow. I really do. I like them to keep that close.
Yeah, I actually like Boston in that. Boston's 13-8 against the spread, and defensively, they're obviously still the same team that they were last year.
Good.
It's just tough because right now, Miami, just they look older. Like They just look like a team that's starting to have age catch up to them a little bit. So,
they do.
Wizards, 6.5-point dogs at the Nets tomorrow. Like, the Nets are just... I stay away from everything involving them. There's just nothing about them that intrigues me whatsoever, makes me feel comfortable. Maybe Kevin Durant over his point total. Like, that's the direction you go.
That would be good. Maybe a Wizards first half. I can see the Wiz getting off to a nice little start, keeping it close. If it's 6.5, you're probably going to get like 3.5 tomorrow. I think that's the way I would attack it because I don't trust the Wizards on the road at the end of these games in the fourth quarter. I think Brooklyn can pull away. But for the first half, I think the Wizards could come out and keep it close.
They don't have the props up yet. I'm always hoping sometimes you get the early props, but it rarely actually happens. So curious to see what they'd set his number for. And then the Knicks, who just blew out the Pistons. How about that?
Yes.
Killing that plus 4.5 for us.
140 burger tonight.
5.5-point home underdogs with the Bucks coming to town. I mean, you got to like the Bucks in that scenario. The only factor there that would... No, there's really no factor. I guess if you just put get Giannis, maybe Julius Randle hit 6 threes in the first half again. They put up 140 on the Pistons today.
They did. They look good, man. Does that feel like a low number against Milwaukee? Ugh, I don't know.
We're at home.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I'd almost tack on the fact they're playing a back-to-back as well.
That too.
So I think that number is a little low.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. Maybe the under could be a look. I think because the Knicks scored 140 tonight, I bet people jump on this over. Mm-hmm. By the time we're looking at this game tomorrow, it might be up to like 228.5. I think the under might be a play for me come tomorrow.
Yeah, Grizzlies are 3.5-point road favorites at the Timberwolves. Timberwolves just lost Karl Anthony Towns for 4 to 6 weeks.
They did.
So it's a tough stretch for a team that's already underachieving this year. They were trying to get some semblance of chemistry with Rudy Gobert, and the lineups just haven't really been working. But like you expect that. These are two guys that are very different players that are stars in their own way. You kind of knew there'd be some growing pains. So now Minnesota loses a lot of that. They lose a lot of that growth, that time for them to develop that chemistry with Karl Anthony Towns missing all this time.
They do. I want nothing to do with Minnesota right now.
Yeah,
nothing.
I don't like them.
Especially when they're playing, you know, pretty good teams. That's a pass for me. I don't like that game.
Yeah, Nuggets are 11.5-point favorites over the Rockets. I mean, the Rockets are terrible. They got a lot of... They're also, like, a fun team to watch just because, like, Jalen Green will go out and hoist up 30 shots for you, and you'll just watch guys go out and try to score. But they're not really, like, a disciplined team. They're just a young, go-out, roll-the-ball-out-and-play-basketball kind of team. They're just not good.
And
they're not good at all.
We just saw this game yesterday. Denver played Houston at home. Yep. They won by 16, 129 to 113. So... I would probably lean Houston tomorrow. I mean, it's tough to blow a team out by 12 or more points in two straight games in 3 days. But again, you're back in the Rockets. So it's going to be a sweat. That's the way I would probably lean. I don't want to lay 11.5 with Denver, and I don't really want to touch the Rockets either. Could be another over game where we get some points. But the Rockets plus 11.5 is feeling like the play.
Yeah, I would say 231.5 right now is the total in that. The over, there's a lot of guys that can fill up the baskets in that game. There's a lot of bucket getters out there. Suns are 4.5-point favorites over the Bulls right now. If I'm going to go anywhere in that, I'm going to take
a good game.
Yeah, I'm still probably taking the Suns minus 4.5 in that, but the Bulls are another team. I thought the East
was
going
to be a funny team, Chicago.
They're hard to gauge.
They beat Utah last night. They beat Boston a couple like last week. They play Milwaukee tough.
But they're still 9-11 overall, and this is a team that had one of the best records in the Eastern Conference through a good portion of last season. Until Zach LaVine got hurt, and it just became... I just don't know what to make of the Bulls.
That's a low spread.
It is.
They must like the Bulls tomorrow. I think Phoenix first half is going to be my play. Probably -2.5, -3. I don't want to touch the full game, because that's what happened in that Jazz game yesterday. Utah covered the first half. Bulls got hot in the third quarter, fourth quarter, won the game. I think that might happen again. Bulls have a good second half, maybe keep it close. I like Phoenix first half.
Jazz are 6.5-point favorites over the Clippers. The Clippers right now up 25-24 on Portland. So Clippers are back-to-back on the road. I think I like Utah on that. I think I like Utah -6.5. I know they've been struggling recently, but this is a team they're going to push for at least the play-in tournament this year. You got enough talent on that roster that there's veterans there that know how to play. Like, it's almost like Danny Ainge did a bad job tanking with that team. Like, he brought back veterans that can actually do something.
He did. Who have a chip on their shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah, this game, Nick. I mean, Utah losing 5 in a row, and now you want to lay 6.5 with them at home. It feels just like Utah's the right spot laying that many points when they're on a losing streak. I kind of like the under, too, with the Clippers. I think Utah and the Clippers, especially with the Clippers missing their guys back-to-back night, I think the under 226.5 might be a play as well.
Pacers and Kings, two overachieving teams this year. Kings are 4.5-point favorites. They're the two of the top three teams in terms of their record against the spread this year. Indiana's 13-7, Sacramento's 12-7 against the spread.
Give me the over, Nick. 238.5. There are going to be some points.
Big time buckets in
this game. Defense optional. I like the over in that one.
All right, the last one's going to be the Blazers at the Lakers.
Oy.
Ugh. I just wouldn't. I mean, right now, Portland, yeah. If they bring the score back up, I could actually see it.
It's got to be.
Up by five.
Yeah, it's got to be the Blazers. It's going to be the second night of a back-to-back, but that Lakers game last night was so brutal. Indiana hitting that game. I don't know how you can lay points with the Lakers right now. And this is what Portland's been doing all year. They're going on the road. They're covering spreads. So give me the Blazers plus 5.5 tomorrow. The
Lakers are so bad.
They are bad.
I mean, it's just a shame to watch LeBron James' career wind down this way. Yeah. But this is what you get when you gut rosters, and it's always about sacrificing down the road. If it doesn't work out, you don't get the chemistry of the talent there.
That's right.
This is what you get.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.